Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Nahum chapter 3, we were talking about three divisions of failing leadership in the world. Listen as we continue at that point today. Foundation for the Bible. Now, as we see, there are divisions of failing leadership as seen in our text. I believe we can see at least three. He says the crowned. That would represent the kings, the princes, and their family. They're, in a sense, the lawmakers. You remember Nebuchadnezzar decreed that all were to bow to his image? And any who were not would be thrown into the fiery furnace. And so, in the law, we found that there were things that you kill men for, put them to death for, capital punishment if you want to say it. Those that blaspheme God and some different sins. Augustus sent out a decree in Jesus' day that all the world should be taxed. Ended up trying to kill babies in Herod's reign there, tried to kill Jesus. Nebuchadnezzar, the king, tried to kill those people, the three Hebrew servants in a fiery furnace. Nero chased Christians out of Rome. Muslims and communist nations have laws against Christians and Jews, for that matter. And we find American judges and lawmakers are outlawing even the mention of that precious name. They want his commandments taken off walls, and they don't want those other things up there that would be said that, oh, no, you can't say that. You can't even pray in Jesus' name on a lot of these things on television. Well, they are likened to locusts. We read of the locusts in the Bible that destroy. We did a series on Joel where you see the locusts destroying the fields and the fruit and the vegetation in the history of Israel. And scripture as well as history is that when they begin to destroy, okay, when these locusts begin to destroy and they're flying together in swarms, the destruction is beyond measure. Well, that's the way Nineveh, the head of the Assyrian kingdom, was. Boy, they'd swarm in their armies of Assyria, and boy, the things they did to nations and people, what they destroyed, are kind of like the locusts here in how they would destroy everything. Now, locusts can act individually, but they have their fearful ways when they work together. And again, they're representing the kings, the princes, and so forth, and the lawmakers of the land. And so these people, Israel, when they were surrounded by 185,000 of the Assyrian army, and they didn't have enough men to put on 2,000 horses, let alone that 185,000 well-trained army, and yet God destroys that entire army in a night. They wake up dead. Israel didn't have to lift the finger. The next group speaks of the great grasshoppers as the captains. They represent the military and police, the police state, and particularly the various levels of leadership in the military or in law enforcement. In that day, military usually was the law enforcement, so they did both of it many times in that day. the locusts, they camp in a cold day in the hedges. They can't be seen, and they're well fortified, and they feed on the foliage as they plunder the land. And that's the way it is. But when the sun arises, they flee away. Picturing for us that when an army seeks to defend and rescue its citizens, it must have the defense ready and willing and not cowering. But here, we'll see that the army of Nineveh flees away and not the locusts that are coming after. And so, they move quickly, they fly. And, you know, we're told that the army of the Assyrians of that day, when they were at their height, they would go in, they'd completely destroy a city, pull down its walls, just level the city just about, and they would plunder it. And many times they would rape, vandalize, and take the spoils of war. And we see what happened there in verses 13 through 16, as we've already gone over those verses in previous broadcasts. Nineveh was used to doing these things to others. But now it is happening to them. I think of Revelation, when the Lord says, and the judgment's been poured out, they shed blood, so we're going to give them blood to drink. They enjoyed shedding blood, they must like blood, so the Lord says, we're going to give blood to drink. So their waters, their fountains of waters, their oceans, their rivers are all turned into blood, okay? And so the Lord recompenses them for their sin, and this is what's happening to Nineveh. Now, these leaders, these guys are supposed to defend them, their city. These things that are happening to them, well, where are they? It's not known where they are. That is, the people in the city are never going to see them again. They take off, and that city is lost, and it's forever lost. Their faith in their leadership, and in their government, and in their military, was blind. You see, they could see originally the walls and felt safe, but it was a false safety. Why? Because God will send a flood of waters that will knock those walls down, and then those armies of the enemy will come marching in and plunder and rape and destroy. Because that's what they did. And so many people are destroyed. Again, we need to make sure that when you stand with the Lord, that you don't look at the circumstances. You look unto the Lord. He says, I will guide thee with mine eye. I believe this in Psalms 32. But if you're not looking at him, he can't guide you with his eye. So you look at him and he'll guide you in the direction that you need to go. And you're safe and you're sheltered in the arms of Jesus. Now the next group is seen in verse 18 here. Let's read that again. Thy shepherds slumber, O king of Assyria. Thy nobles shall dwell in the dust. Thy people scattered upon the mountains, and no man gathereth them. Okay, he says the shepherds slumber. Now, that's interesting because shepherds were to protect the sheep in order to provide clothing and meat that come from the sheep. The wool for clothing, the meat for eating, as well as the fertilizer the sheep would provide for the lamb. But the shepherds here are those who seem to serve, but not with their heart. You see, a shepherd was to be a watch. He was to watch for that wolf that would seek to come in and destroy. And in like manner, as they would see an approaching army coming, they were to warn the city, just like preachers today are to warn, to flee the wrath to come, and leaders are to be directing the people. And the people worshiping the other gods and servicing the other gods of the contemporary and the things of that nature. The religious leaders of that day had a power with the people and a relationship that the military or king or lawmakers lacked. Now, the shepherds were to protect their sheep. Well, they're watching to protect their religion. That's what a shepherd of a local church is to do. He's supposed to warn. He's supposed to warn of the wolves of sin, the wolves of deception, the wolves of false accusation, the wolves of the fleshly and turning the grace of God into lasciviousness. And he's to keep sound doctrine consistent within the local church. And oh my goodness, so much of that is lost in the day in which you and I live, and our hearts grieve for that. Now these shepherds slumber. When they do nothing good, then nothing good can happen. Nothing good can happen to the sheep if the shepherds are asleep. I've heard of some coaches in sports telling their players that nothing good happens after 11 o'clock p.m. at night. That is when there's sexual misconduct, alcohol, drugs, shootings, and so much more. They just seem to happen at that time. And, you know, when you really look at it and you think about it, and you see these people here, you say, you know what? That's true for Christians. Why is it parents let their kids out after 11 o'clock at night, even 10 o'clock at night? I mean, some of them say, well, that used to be, well, on a weekend, if it's a ball game or something like that, we might let you stay out till 11, but that game's over, you come straight home. Well, that's an afterthought. And boy, you know what? We didn't have cell phones when I was a boy to where they could put those apps on to follow and know where you are at all times. One of the ladies in our church, her kids had those things, and they skipped school one day. When they got home, she says, what were you doing down at Daytona Beach?
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will come.